Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nay Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. How Money Works, The Facts Visually Explained, is a comprehensive guide to understanding all aspects of money, from its history and the basics of economics to the complexities of the global financial system. Published by Dorling Kindersley, DK, a publisher renowned for its visually rich reference books. This volume lives up to their reputation by leveraging clear, engaging infographics and illustrations. This book demystifies the world of finance with straightforward explanations, covering topics such as banking, investing, borrowing, and saving. Through its vivid pages, readers of all ages and backgrounds can grasp how money impacts society, economies, and personal financial well-being. It's an essential read for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of finance and how the decisions of individuals, corporations, and governments shape the global monetary landscape. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the history of money. The journey of money from barter systems to digital currency is a fascinating evolution, reflecting human civilization's growth and innovation. The History of Money, chapter in How Money Works, delves into this transition, examining how different cultures have defined value and medium of exchange through ages, from shells to precious metals, paper, and eventually to the electronic impulses that represent today's digital currencies. This section paints a vivid picture of how necessity and convenience have driven the evolution of money, not just a physical object. Money is also explored as a concept that holds societal trust and agreement at its core, signifying a promise to pay. This exploration helps readers understand that while the form and mechanisms of money may change, the fundamental principles of trust and value exchange remain constant, shaping economic interactions in the global economy. Secondly, understanding banks and financial institutions. How Money Works provides an insightful overview of banks and financial institutions' pivotal roles in the global economy. Banks are not just places to save money. They are central to the creation of credit, which in turn fuels economic growth. This chapter explains the mechanisms behind banking operations, including how deposits lead to lending and the ways in which banks manage risk and liquidity. The book also unravels the complexity of financial products and services banks offer, from simple savings accounts to mortgages and investment services. Moreover, it covers the regulatory framework designed to ensure stability and protect consumers. Understanding these foundations is crucial for anyone looking to navigate personal finance or comprehend the broader economic picture where financial institutions play a massive role. This topic demystifies banking and lays the groundwork for financial literacy. Thirdly, the global economy. In an increasingly interconnected world, the global economy plays a vital role in individual financial health and the economic fate of nations. How Money Works tackles this vast topic by breaking down the components that make up the global economic system, including trade, foreign exchange, and the impacts of globalization. The book elucidates how economies are interconnected through trade and finance, how currency values are determined, and the roles international organizations play in maintaining economic stability. It also discusses challenges like trade deficits, national debt, and how economic policies in one country can have worldwide ramifications. By offering a clear and concise overview, this section equips readers with the knowledge to understand news headlines and make sense of global economic trends, highlighting the importance of being financially literate in a globalized economy. Fourthly, investing in the stock market. Investing is a crucial aspect of building wealth, and the stock market plays a central role in this arena. How Money Works dedicates a comprehensive section to demystifying investing and understanding the stock market's workings, from the basics of what stocks are and how they are traded to the strategies for building an investment portfolio. This chapter provides a valuable introduction for beginners. It covers different types of investments, including bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs, and explains concepts like market capitalization, dividends, and PE ratios. Additionally, it discusses the risks and rewards of investing, helping readers make informed decisions. This topic arms individuals with the knowledge to start investing wisely, emphasizing the importance of investing for long-term financial security and growth. Lastly, personal finance and wealth building. Personal finance is more than managing daily expenses. It's about planning for the future and building wealth. In How Money Works, the personal finance and wealth building section offers practical advice and strategies for achieving financial stability and growth. This includes setting financial goals, budgeting, saving, and the smart use of credit. It tackles complex topics such as retirement planning, insurance, and tax planning in an accessible manner, encouraging readers to take proactive steps towards securing their financial future. This section emphasizes the importance of financial education in achieving personal aspirations and highlights tools and habits for financial success. By providing actionable insights into wealth building, it inspires readers to take control of their financial destiny and lays the foundation for a prosperous future. In conclusion, How Money Works. The Facts Visually Explained is a must-read for anyone looking to demystify the intricate world of finance. Whether you're a student, a professional, or simply an individual aiming to enhance your financial literacy, this book serves as an invaluable resource. It combines DK's trademark visual clarity with in-depth analysis, making complex topics accessible to a broad audience. This book can benefit readers by providing the knowledge necessary to make informed financial decisions, understand global economic trends, and confidently navigate the realms of investing, saving, and wealth building. Empowered with this understanding, readers are better equipped to achieve their financial goals and contribute positively to the global economy. Thus, it's not just an educational tool, but a stepping stone to personal and communal financial well-being. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.